and welcome to the St. Joseph's Podcast. Today, your hosts are me, John Carlo from Year 6, and
Risty from Year 6.
We have two very special guests with us today from Year 2. We have
Florence and Alexana.
Today, we're going to be talking about specifically Holy Week, Easter, and what we do and celebrate during these special times. Holy Week, as already mentioned, is an extremely special time. We know that there are many, many parts of it. It kicks off with Palm Sunday of the Passion of the Lord. So, we hear in this Gospel about Jesus' king-like entry into the holy city of Jerusalem, where they wave the palm leaves, and he came on a donkey. So, we all go to church, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yes. I live in a tiny little village over in Italy. So, there's about maybe 50 people who live in that village in total. It's not big at all. So, if you're not there for the Mass, it's going to be easier to figure out who's not there. And then, it obviously, they don't do anything to you. It's just a bit embarrassing, is it? Not everyone else is there, but you're just like, oops, I forgot.
Will you get in trouble?
You wouldn't really get in trouble by the people, but like they'd say to you, why were you not at the Mass? And they'd be it'd be quite funny. So, what are the main characteristics that we notice in church? Maybe the red vestments. What do these mean? Yeah, red is indeed the symbol of martyrs, and Christ is probably the ultimate prototype of these. There's many other elements which we won't go into as much detail about, but to list a few, the procession before Mass, the palms, a symbol of victory, and we hear the Passion from the Gospel of Luke. We as a school at St. Joseph's actually went on a pilgrimage to the very near St. Joseph's Church, and we participated in the Ash Wednesday Mass. It was led by the pupil chaplains who helped out with the readings, but most importantly, aside from communion, this time we got ashes on our foreheads. These ashes indeed were actually the ashes of the true palm leaves which we used last year. This shows how much it really matters to us to continue to do and honour what we do for Jesus. Now, let's focus more in depth on Holy Thursday. Let's focus on the Last Supper and the institution of the Eucharist. I think Holy Thursday is an extremely important part of the Holy Week. And I think the most important thing which can summarise the whole of this special Thursday is the washing of the feet. For the second most, in my opinion, important day of this week, Good Friday. What happens on Good Friday? Let's start with the point that there is no liturgy of the Eucharist.
It is an ancient practice of the Church to not celebrate the liturgy of the Eucharist on Good Friday.
Well, Jesus got put on the cross and he died, and also two criminals was put on the cross beside him. One of the guards said, if you are really Jesus, why don't you save yourself? And the other guard said, yes, why don't you? And one of the criminals on the right said, yes, why don't you save us too, Jesus? And the other criminal said, no, why should he do that? He has done everything. He has not been lying or done anything.
This is exactly what happened, and this is one of the most important stories of the whole Bible, how one of the thieves on the side of Jesus was good at the core, but the other only cared for himself.
So we should follow God's footsteps and don't be evil like the other guards, what they said. and it also shows us how God loves us.
I think we can finish this podcast today with the Our Father and reflect on all the fathers which we need here at Easter today. And most importantly, the one who sacrificed everything for our sins.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
This prayer is something that we should keep with us throughout the whole of Holy Week. Okay, so I think it's time to move on to Easter. Okay, I want to ask the Year 2s a few questions, get you a bit involved. So, first of all, what's your favourite part about Easter?
Getting lots of chocolate eggs.
And you, Alexana?
Well, I like it when we hide the eggs and we get to find them and celebrate with our family.
There's this one time when my brother, he got a chocolate egg, right? And it was nice, right? And then, I can't remember what happened. There was something in it. And I opened it and it was caramel. And I hate caramel. Yeah. So he was just like, oh, here's my gift of Easter for you. This is like 5 years ago. And he probably won't remember anymore, but it was a shared gift with him as my parents. He gave it to me. It's a giant egg, which I want to eat instantly. I bite into it. It's caramel. I hate caramel. Hate it. So, as my Easter gift, my brother gave me something which I don't even like. And imagine that. That is unlucky.
Yeah. Once I won chocolate Easter egg hunt, and with my auntie, my cousin, my dad, my sister, and my mum, we went on a chocolate Easter hunt when I was five, and then I found 10 Easter eggs. And I shared it with my sister Safi. And then when I ate them, I got chocolate all over my face. But even though it was really yummy, I got chocolate all over my face. And then Safi said, "Yeah, you have chocolate on your face."
I remember back when I was a lot smaller, we did an Easter egg hunt over in Italy again. But in Italy, the garden is huge because it's a very cheap land, because obviously it's in the middle of nowhere, literally. So it's a humongous garden. When you do an Easter egg hunt with my grandpa, it's not an Easter egg hunt, it's an extreme Easter egg hunt. There was an Easter egg at the top of the cherry tree. Don't ask me now. There was one in the basement, which is out of bounds to the kids, so I'm going to get to that. There was one in the oven, and somebody left the oven. Come back in. I'm just like,
is there
fire? It wasn't a fire, but like it was just like literally there were shards of glass everywhere. The oven door was blown off, and my grandpa was just like, "Oh, what happened here?" Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.